today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And my last memory was talking to this guy. And then I woke up with my wife standing over me just going, just kind of staring at me. And my favorite part of Star Trek is when he would say, Captain's Logue.
You know, I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of TV, so I was playing with my Lincoln Logues.
You know, a lot of people say they like pure maple syrup, but I'm a big fan of Logue Cabin.
Now, that would be so sad if it really was Logue Cabin. That would be the laziest, most sleepy syrup in town.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Radio timer, check. Copy in the right place, check. Video connection to Washington, D.C., check.
Check.
Check. Liquid IV in the bottle. Just the right amount of vodka. Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, sending home, check.
Check.
Are we going to send Pony
yes,
home?
Yes, we need to bring him in right now to send hey, this his has
been,
ass home.
It's been sick week this week. Yesterday,
old sick week.
I had diverticulitis in the middle of the show. Didn't even realize it. It was scary.
Did you have sort of a feeling of hello, old friend, because it's been so long?
No, because it didn't feel anything like it usually does. Usually it's a pain in the lower gut that's very acute.
Yes.
This was more like a cramp that went across the entire gut. But I had my physical yesterday. I'll tell you all about it. And outside of that diagnosis, and I'm being treated for that right now with a
when?
Right now. So, but I'm okay, and I'm here, and that's yes. a triumph that I'm here. Every day it is.
Well, we've always felt that. But you powered through. You almost lost it during this show. You had another wave during Political Persuasions.
Yeah, when you're talking to Chris Frates,
oh, you
got to
be
a
at
stomach
the
cramp.
Top of your game.
Talk about wanting to be in another state, Pony. What's his deal with his?
You tell me. His...
Come on in. We're gonna kick you out. All thank right. you.
Enter to all exit, right. please.
Yes. What is your malady today?
What is your
since
malady?
Yesterday was my day to be sick. Today is your day to be sick, and I am. Can I? Before we talk to Pony,
yeah. Close the door, Pony, if you don't mind. Like a man.
I'm fixated. I have copy that I stick to the window of my office down here
right.
in West South Florida.
Your studio.
I have the gecko. Opening to the show. I have the closing to the show. I have the outline for the show. And those are the three things that are on the wall. And I have been fixated on an insect that has stuck to my my copy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring it over and show
earthquake,
it
earthquake.
Ooh, the Hobby Lobby.
Come on.
That doesn't even make sense, Oscar.
There's a lot of papers and
although
stuff around.
That's that is a couplet.
Yes.
Hobby Lobby.
Well, that's a store as well.
Yeah. Oh, look at him.
It's a tick.
That's a tick.
Tick. Peterman.
You know what it is? It's a nervous tick.
Yeah, that's a Lyme disease tick right there.
Yeah, that he carries a diverticulitis and everything.
Is that dead or just chilling?
Seems like it's chilling.
All right, well, then smush it.
No, flush it.
Smush We're it. Having some sort of earthquake here in South Florida.
That's a flushable insect right there. You don't want any sign of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tick.
Give it to the dogs.
I don't know if it's a tick.
One time,
you know,
my
different.
When my
different.
Aunt Lina was
hey, that works. That works.
That's a good shot.
Oh my
I'll
god!
I'll do the whole show in the with Rob with an album.
It's Craft Corner.
I was gonna say, one time when my Aunt Lina was very little, she was like a 2 and a half, maybe even two, and my grandmother looked over and she had blood trickling out of her mouth,
uh-huh.
and she said, "Oh no." She's hurt herself, and she walked over and realized that she had pulled a tick off the dog and chewed it up.
Ew.
Lina.
Yeah, Aunt Lina.
Patient zero for
That's
Lyme
so
disease.
Gross.
However, right. she graduated valedictorian of her high school class, so a lot of progress was made
it was
in those 16
class.
Years. It was only three people.
All right, back to Pony Boy Matthew Bloom.
Matt Bloom.
Matt, what is the problem? You're not feeling well. We don't want to have you linger if you're feeling under the weather.
Yeah, I was on my way into work, and I just kind of developed a fever.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So,
I don't know
what the hell happened. For more cowbell.
He is the communicator.
Let me
he?
Ask you this.
Yeah, I just kind of popped a fever.
When you say you're sick, mm-hmm. in my eyes, and this is the immigrant man in me, this is what Bolivia is made of, right? We haven't gone all the way American yet or been coddled by
Although you love this country.
Yes, I'm naturalized citizen.
Wonderful patriot, right? This guy.
My DNA is from around the world, but I'll tell you the when I hear people say they're sick, I need to know that you're sick. Are you just getting sick? Because that sounds like you just got like, oh, I feel a case of the Mondays.
No, but a fever, you don't mess around with it. A fever is a fever.
But is it really a fever if he hasn't been checked with a thermometer?
No, it's not. You have to check yourself with a thermometer. No. We have a CVS next to our building. Now, and we have a Rite Aid across the street.
We should hit pause. And you should buy a thermometer and let's see what's what.
And by the way, we'll do it. Don't do it when you know. And he has to be told this because he'd do it. He would take it out of the package outside of the door of the CVS and put it to his head.
Yeah.
I want that done in the studio.
Yeah,
you don't have to get
in the studio.
Do we have a minion? Anybody on hand? Do we have any interns floating?
The other one's running the
cameras. I want to get to that at the beginning of the show, too. Where are our interns we're supposed to get that I've been told we have?
We fired the problem child.
Right.
Who's the problem child?
The ones that would stare at guests and make them feel uncomfortable.
And then the semester doesn't start until January, so they'll be beginning in the first of the month.
Yeah. So we're kind of light on
interns?
I'm
the captain now, is working at another publication.
And Adrian, as you know, is flighty. Yeah. And we have Jessica, and she comes in once a week for editing, but she's not here
today. Adrian
was
supposed to be here today. Right. Technically, Friday is his day.
Well,
so
every day
Pony have to
every
get
day
his
day
own thermometer?
He does.
Pony does have to do that because we thought he was, he like came in with the struggle.
Does anybody have any cash to give him? Make a ton of money.
I have a card. I'll give him my personal card.
So, Pony, we're going to send you down to get the thermometer. Okay. And then,
if you don't have a fever, it's okay. It's still a win for the show.
Okay, that sounds good.
Actually, if he doesn't have a fever, it's a win for him because it means he's not sick.
Is it tummy or cold?
I woke up at like 3 a.m. with my head stuffy and just feeling loggy and achy. And then in the car, I started feeling.
Logy?
Yeah, logy. And then
Mike, do you ever watch that show about the Alaskan Logers?
It's long.
Wicked Logan.
Yeah. I remember, you know, I used to sit there as a small child watching television in the afternoon when it was on.
Yes.
And my favorite part of Star Trek is when he would say, Captain's Logue.
You know, I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of TV, so I was playing with my Lincoln Logues.
You know, a lot of people say they like pure maple syrup, but I'm a big fan of Logue Cabin.
Now, that would be so sad if it really was Logue Cabin. That would be the laziest, most sleepy syrup in town.
Now you got to do the other switch, though, because we're not finding the... It's easier to find the logs that you logue. It's very hard to find the logs that you log.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? I mean, that's very, very... Yeah, see? It's hard, isn't it?
But you got to keep a logue of your commercials that you actually play.
You ever see that movie, Logan's Run? That's all I got.
Oh, my God. I'm all right. Kenny Logan. Don't nobody worry. All right, go get your thermometer, Pony.
Run quick like a bunny.
Please.
Don't have to run. If you're sick, we don't want you running.
Don't hurt yourself.
No.
And by the way, my
cheapest thermometer.
My top yesterday, which does not count as a fever. I found that out yesterday. My top top temperature was 99.8.
And I believe
that's as high as I got yesterday.
Don't they recognize it at 100.5? Isn't that
something? He said that it was 100 point something.
Because when Robert was on all his medications, and because to fight cancer, they actually beat down your immune system. That's part of the chemotherapy.
We know.
So if you get a fever, it's a big deal. And it was 100.5 that we had to take him to the ER. And maybe Oscar will be visiting the ER in a moment, too.
What he said to me was... during the middle of a physical, he's pressing on my gut, pressing on my gut. He said, I think it's diverticulitis. I'm like, no, it doesn't feel like diverticulitis. He said, well, we're going to take a urine test. I said, now? He said, yeah. He put his hands out. No, so he gave me the cup. He gave the instructions to the disinterested nurse.
Yes.
Who didn't take my temperature when we came in.
Really?
And she got my blood pressure wrong. So he was really thrilled with her. And then I went down the hallway and she said, okay, just come in here and we'll get you a cup. Oh, we don't have any cups. I said, what? We don't have any cups. I said, okay.
She was loggy.
She was loggy.
Loggy.
And then when the cup came in and then he did a little test, he said, hang out. I'll be right back. And when he came in, he said, yep, just like I thought. Blood. which meant there's something going on in the gut. So that was
trace of blood.
And by the way, listen, for all you junior medics out there, they're going to send me the little messages about blood in the urine today. Don't do that. I got thoroughly examined. I got my doctor, my gut doctor, too. Everything's fine. I'm getting regular medical attention. My body's failing, but it doesn't matter. I'll keep doing this show. And, and I'm very, very excited.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
And
yes.
Mike, remember, we just went through this whole thing yesterday where, like, how many people have taken off so many days? You'll hear that in the bonus show.
Yeah. Right. So this day, all I heard, especially, happy anniversary, boys.
Yes.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys.
Happy ninth anniversary of the show. This is our ninth wedding anniversary
today.
Our
ninth wave.
And we are very, very excited. And next year's the biggie. We'll have to do something special.
Something special.
Even in addition to maybe when we tie in the live show to
we'll celebrate.
The 10th anniversary celebration.
For the 10th anniversary, we'll all pee in the same cup.
It'll be exciting. So he brought that back. He said, it's just what I thought. You have diverticulitis.
Was the blood visible to the naked eye in the sample?
No, Rob. No, I know that. No, it was just that's what
I wanted it to look like the faucet in a 1950s horror movie.
No, it did not look like the elevators in The Shining. It did not look like it. All right. So it was fine.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Fine.
That's nice.
But anyway, I got it. But it's just added to the list.
You got that going for you.
It's how's all your wife the things that I've had. She was fantastic. She was great yesterday. She was there. And since we're doing it, I'll get it out of the way now.
Please.
All right. So she comes. She said, you want me to come in with you? I said, I don't care. You want to come in? You come in. That's fine. I like having an advocate, especially the older I get, it's nice to have somebody there that maybe if you forget a question, she asks a question. And it's great to have him give the answers because she's always felt my ankle and said, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. And finally, I said, can you look at the ankle? She says I got something down there that because I've had a DVT in my leg. And she that's a DVT is a little vein thing, a blood clot, a little blood clot.
Okay, all right.
Ooh. So she always thought it was like something was going on. She said, no, it's just tissue. It's just an ankle. It's just ankle
tissue.
Ankle tissue.
It's tissue.
So I look and I went, aha. So that's what's it. But then when the time came, for the most important moment, thank God for the doctor. He said, "Okay, I'm going to check. I'm going to check you for hernia, and we're going to do the prostate exam. Would you like her to leave?" And I said, "Of course." But I was wondering,
of course.
What about the people? What about the people that would say, "No,
I must stay.
No, she can stay." That would be creepy.
Yeah, I would say
that would be double creepy.
It would be really creepy.
No, I'd like her. I would like her to watch you do that to me.
It would be even creepier if you said I'd like her to stay because maybe she could pick up a pointer.
Deviants. Those people are deviants.
It still is to this day the thing I dread in the doctor's exam, the regular annual physical. It is the thing that I and they always ask you to say, "Do you feel any pain?" I'm like. No, but it's I wouldn't call it a pleasurable experience.
Do you feel any intense pleasure?
I don't, and I don't.
Oh, look who's back, pleasure pony.
Oh, if that was quick to get that. What kind did he get, pony?
Got a digital thermometer.
Okay, is the kind he puts to his forehead?
A digital joint.
Don't
want to describe the thermometer you got, pony.
He's putting his headphones on, taking his time now.
He's got to undress. No, take his shoes off
and ran back, and now talking to the mic.
Hey, hey, hey.
What kind of... the speed demon.
Hey, I'm unaccustomed speedster. To hearing him now because he's been on the producer's mic for so long. Where he sounds like this. And now we've got
now
him
you're
in
breaking up on
full
me.
Bass. Damn full it. Bass right. on his noise.
Hey, Pony, what kind of thermometer did you get?
I got the Rigid Tip by CVS Health.
That's what Mike had yesterday. All
right. Now you're breaking up. You guys are breaking up. But that's okay. I sound good
you
to
sound
you.
Sound great.
That's
you
all that
sound
matters.
Great. You sound
What's
great.
What's going on, Oscar? What's going on? Something's wrong with our connection.
Well, you're the
here.
Only X factor, Mike.
No,
we
you always here. Said that. It might be you guys.
Might be us.
Could be.
All right, well, let's find out what's going on with Pony first.
Does he have to put a battery in it?
No, it comes with a battery built in.
He's
tearing
it
open up now. Now, Rob, you're...
I always like when we've got this type of thing that has to be handled by Pony.
Yes, yes. Now he's put it in his mouth under his tongue.
Now, if I'm any judge of horse flesh, what we do now is we wait for the beep. Because the
so
beep
is this
will
like
tell
the old-fashioned kind where
no,
you
it's
have
digital.
To look at the mercury?
It's digital. It's digital, but it isn't right. under the tongue. It's under the flapper, as
Did
you
it
say.
Come with a battery?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A D right. battery.
Is he using it right? I don't do
it
this.
It has to be under your tongue. Your mouth has to be shut. Also, plug your nose and do not breathe.
No, don't do that.
I'm kidding. You can breathe.
Just let him breathe all you want. That's right. Okay. Is it going to make a tee 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 when it's ready?
Yes.
Got Got to hold it down.
You know, it's almost funny because it looks like he's smoking again.
Yeah. You miss that? You miss that in your mouth?
I do.
Feel a good feeling?
God, I feel like I'm going to lose the connection.
You're not going to lose anything. You, look, if anything, Mike, well, this will be a great segment for the show. If he's not sick and he's just being a
you know what I mean, things he can't say anymore. Yeah.
Or
are you looking at it right now, Pony?
Then we're monsters.
No, he hasn't gotten his beep yet. He can't talk because his mouth is shut. It's a thermometer. It takes a moment. Accuracy comes with a price.
Take a moment for a digital thermometer, for Christ's sake.
He's not even pushing a button. Is he pushing a button?
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Oh, there we go.
Here we go. What does it say?
97.2.
Oh. All right, go back to work.
Yes. You don't get to
go
home,
back to work.
97.2.
Do me a favor.
So he is sick.
He's even under the temp.
Mike, yeah. He is sick. He's dying.
Hey,
because his body has gone into rigor mortis.
Take some more Vyvanse and move on with your life.
You know, I'm going to do mine. I'm going to go get mine. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll do mine before we start.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oscar, how's your temperature?
Hold on. Let me put that in my tongue.
Nah, I think maybe.
He's healthy.
No, I wouldn't advise it. Hey, but you know what?
Hey, Pwnbone. Do me a favor. I believe that you feel bad. I think that your tolerance for pain is very low.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to be team members. If you, I believe in the power of positive thinking.
Right.
So if you think you can make it to the end of the show, just in case something goes wrong, and then you can go home early, but then you can work from home, okay? We got your back. Stop touching everything.
All right. If that's the case, Oscar, I don't feel good.
Oh, come on.
Hey, and Pony, you can keep the thermometer.
Yeah.
It is that time of year, and you deserve a bonus.
I would test it again.
Yeah.
The Christmas princess with all the bells on every door in our house.
Oh, I hate
Jesus
bells on doors.
Christ. Oh, my God. Every house. All right. I've got mine here. This is called the Rely On.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's fancy.
So here we go. I'm going to do this right now. You ready? You ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Oh! I'm just kidding.
That's the wrong side, Mike.
Sorry
about
that.
Or the right side, if you're a baby.
Right, here we go. I'm going to do this.
You put it to your forehead? Is that the deal?
Yep. All right, here we go.
Rely On.
All right.
Hello.
We've got instruments. Activate.
Shh. Yeah, be quiet or you'll mess up the temperature. Shh. Everyone's quiet.
What do you got?
97.4.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you're closer to alive than Pony is.
There we go.
And Wash FM.
That's
97.4, everybody. All right, so everybody's fine.
Everybody's
fine.
We can
go on with the show
everybody
now.
Everybody nut up.
Yeah.
Please
can
focus
you still say
on the
that
show.
These days? Can you say
wonderful.
That these days? Is that politically correct?
All right. Today's show, let me just say this. Today's show will be focused on entertainment and family entertainment, good and bad. And sometimes when I'm under the weather and I'm lying in bed, my brain starts going a mile a minute, and I came up with something that I've wanted to talk to Rob Spiewak about forever.
Oh, good.
And you're going to love this discussion. We're going to do it next, and it concerns the movie Elf. We may have touched on it, but this is something that I got from watching a viral video, and I will tell you, this is it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, so, I can't wait.
Ho, 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 start the show.
Couplet.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mainly French cuisine. No, sir. Mayor Daly no longer dines here. He's dead, sir.
Oh, no. I thought it was supposed to be 5 years. Didn't you get 5 years?
No, sir. Not you.
Mr. Fabulous. How marvelous it is to see you. You're looking younger than ever.
Wait, you guys can't come in here.
Nonsense, my dear fellow. My brother and I have come to dine to celebrate my early release from the service of the state.
We seek a full meal and all the compliments of the house.
Come, Elwood. Let us adjourn ourselves to the nearest table and overlook this establishment's board of fare.
Good evening, Shay Paul.
Wait, hey! Give us a bottle of your finest champagne, 5 shrimp cocktails, and some bread for my brother.
We have a Dom Perignon 71 at $120.
That'll be fine, pal.
Come on, seriously, you guys. The food is really expensive. Come on, let's go outside. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Waiter. Sir?
Yes, sir. How are your salads?
The salads are fine. It's just that we'd like to move to another table.
They're offensive.
Those two gentlemen.
They smell
offensive. Smelling. I mean, they smell bad.
Excuse me, sir. I'll see if I can locate another table for you.
Thank you.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
Sell them.
What? I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'. Mona's going to ask me to call the cops.
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no, absolutely not.
You, how much for your wife?
December 7th, a date which will live in infamy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, going into our 10th year of service. Woo! The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Burlington, Vermont to Woodland, California, from Baltimore, Maryland to Eugene, Oregon, from Belfast to the Philippines, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by a new client of the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to welcome Zappos. If you know anything at all about Zappos.com, you know that they provide the absolute best customer service around. They're fantastic.
Best.
They also love to surprise and delight. In fact, they surprised and delighted hundreds of our listeners when Zappos.com hosted TMOS Live in Las Vegas. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long lasting wardrobe that they love. And now, for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering Mike O'Mara Show listeners 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. 15%!
15, baby! 15!
Hello! As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24-7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com. How would you forget with 15%
right.
off? This is a limited-time offer. They're not going to do this forever. Make sure you act fast, and thank you at Zappos.com. Make sure you use the code TMOS to get that 15% off. That is awesome!
Love it. So
long
cool.
Long time in the making.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, so I'm in a weird zen-like state of antibiotics and just lying in bed and gut still hurting yesterday. And I watched this video on the computer of a guy that's having pillow fights with people on the street, and he's dressed like Will Ferrell in the movie Elf.
Okay.
And I looked at the outfit, and I suddenly said to myself, hold on, I've always wondered about this, and this is the I think that Will Ferrell in the movie Elf wears the perviest costume you would ever see. Because in the movie, the Elf costume would be like the tunic.
Yeah.
And then the tights.
Yellow tights,
but
I believe,
Will
right?
Ferrell specifically had the jacket up over his private area. So you can see his private area. Am I right about that?
You know what? I'd have to. I've got to bring up a picture to make sure.
I never really too much about his private area, but I'll double check.
I thought about it because of the viral video, and I'm like, that's just a good. That always bugged me. That's always gross.
The thing about it, you know, you and I have no love for Will Ferrell. We never have, and we sort of agree on that. Elf is my favorite Will Ferrell project outside of The Producers, which I don't count as a Will Ferrell project.
Well, I mean, this might be my own hang up, and I might get letters about it. But you know, one of the mentioned that it just kind of grosses me out that he has to why doesn't he just wear the the elf suit over his
because remember
it's not funny to look
supposed
at his
to be a little kid though a little kid would or a little elf would have it above
no see I you're making that up you're pulling that out of your ass and it's not true no the elf costume would be like
I'm the only man in here that has seen another man in tights during the holidays, and his name's Todd Moore, and I spent a whole weekend with him.
Yeah, but was he wearing the elf costume?
He was wearing a skin tight Santa suit where his junk was something that was
it's nasty.
Part of the costume.
All right. It's nasty.
Remember, Mike, when Ferrell used to do like Letterman, he would always come out in stages of undress as well. Like he would come out in like a thong or running shorts or something like that.
He loved showing his package.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? The tunic.
Now, when you look at the movie poster for Elf, you'll see nothing.
That tunic.
But yet when he's in the movie, it's constantly seeing.
I just brought up a picture that tunic. There is no way it was coincidentally cut.
It's there. It's
frame his balls.
It is specifically to show his balls. It is.
I take everything back. That is the highlight of the crotch.
Actually, if you go, the tunic
is highlighting his crotch. He liked it like that. He pulled it apart to show his package.
Yeah, he has a Santa-like
it's
belt.
Disgusting.
And under the Santa-like belt, the tunic splits to frame his elf balls.
It's like a like a peep show.
It is like a peep show.
And I'm watching that, and I'm watching other elf musical productions where it's not the similar thing. It's the Will Ferrell style.
I still like
and
that
the
movie,
Will Ferrell.
Though.
I'm not judging the movie. And I sound like the professor in Frosty the Snowman.
You do.
I'm not judging the movie messy, messy, messy. I'm simply saying that particular element of that. And by the way, if you look up Elf now, Will Ferrell has so dominated with that movie that you can't see pictures of other elves.
Right.
You really can't. It's just, it's Will Ferrell, Will Ferrell, Will Ferrell. And I'm trying to find other standardized elf costumes, and most of them have the tunic down around mid-thigh that they have.
Here's another good ball picture, Oscar.
Oh, yeah. But in a motion picture, if that's how your costume's going to be, I would guess that you can put a sock down there, baked ham, whatever you want to make sure that you look good.
No, my point is, what's the point of all that?
Yeah,
the
point of all that is,
look at my package.
Yeah.
And I think it's gross. Grosses me out. There you go.
You think he's got a kink? I think he's got
obviously
a kink about
not,
it.
It's not landing on totally sympathetic ears here.
But no. Well, because we're open to...
No, I'm with you, Mike. And I think he's... You know what? It makes sense.
Right. Now, look at some of the posters. Look at the posters for Elf.
If you... Mike...
Hold on. Wait a minute. Look at the posters where you don't see that. Look at the posters where the movie company said, no, it's not appropriate to show that.
Yeah, look at the shadowing here. The shadowing here is deliberate.
See?
And Mike, I'm 100% with you. And I propose this. Let me offer this. I think it's a kink that Will Ferrell has about showing his balls and his body.
I think he loves it. I think he adores to show his body.
If you bought the road trip to Iowa, we did a live show and we had a DVD for our road trip, our Reno show. And
it's now a collector's
item.
And
then we had a road trip show for our trip to Iowa.
Right.
There is a good segment of that program where we're trying to figure out what's going on with Rob Spiewak and his crotch. And that's not your pervy side.
Right.
Sometimes people's crotches are just...
Was that when he was wearing the jeans?
Yes. He had the mom jeans.
The mom jeans on.
Like, dude, that's a lot of crotch.
Yeah, it is a lot of crotch. But you know what?
Yeah, that's when
you're welcome, ladies.
That's when you were at your maximum comfort zone.
I had long hair.
You were wearing clothing that you just wanted room.
Right.
That's what you want.
And you know what? Sometimes
something we share. You and I are not about, you know, trying to fake it.
But that was a challenge at that time because, you know, I was taking up a lot of room as well.
Well, we both were.
Yards and yards.
That might be our fattest video ever.
Yeah, that was
when
not.
I was a manatee when I went to Iowa.
I remember.
I was more of a manatee. I'm a manatee all the time, but I was like a super deluxe double triple X manatee.
I remember when Oscar, drunken Oscar with his seashell eyes, came into my hotel room in Iowa, and he was so fascinated that I had, because I was just starting Weight Not.
Yes.
And boy, did I need it. And I was on Weight Not, and I said, these are my lose weight pills, and these are my stay alive pills.
Keep me alive pills.
Like it was, you know, sinus and allergy and blood pressure. And he looked at me, and he says, what? Stay alive pills?
Well, because there were so many. It was like a pharmacy.
Yeah. As I've said before, after I take my pills in the morning, I'm not hungry for breakfast anymore.
You know what? I just thought I'd mention it. And the other thing I wanted
to
talk about.
It is pervy.
It is a little pervy. And the other one that I just, they're all over the place now. I think we get more Christmas movies as content now on cable than we've ever gotten
there's
before.
All the crappy Hallmark movies that are 24 hours a day.
Yeah, they're all the time. I don't even deal with those. But I do watch the major theatrical releases.
Don't miss Christmas at Graceland with Kelly Pickler, in which a Hallmark channel where she goes back to Memphis to close a deal. And you know what's there, Mike? This is great. She used to sing in a band before she worked with the investment firm, and the guy that she sang with is still in Memphis. Yes. And
you watched the movie?
Because it's shot on location at Graceland. It's basically an infomercial for the Elvis hotels down there. So that's why I was watching it. May have been drinking.
Yeah, let go.
But Mike, she sings.
That's wonderful.
She sings.
I'll have to catch it.
Kelly Pickler sings.
Have to pass.
Take a hard
pass. The one you want to avoid, and the one that I think that it was a major theatrical release. I don't know how many years ago. It has one of my favorite actresses in it, Kelly Preston.
But, oh, she's great.
That's Jack Frost with Michael Keaton.
Oh, and I love Michael Keaton, but that
I think it is the worst Christmas movie ever made
misstep.
In the history.
Probably one of his worst movies.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. And by the way, you know, kind of credible with the sad kid who loses his father
because
he gets into
a
car accident. And then the snowman turns alive, and it's just ridiculous. It's stupid.
The snowman looks terrifying.
Yes, it does. It does look like it could be a horror movie.
Yes.
It was. So there you go. And then, you know, since all I did was watch movies yesterday after the show, it's not a Christmas movie, but it is, I think, of all the comedies that hold up, Something About Mary holds up more than any movie I've ever seen. It is. And that movie
Seven
is getting long in the tooth.
7 minute abs.
7 minute abs.
Mike, Jack Frost came out in 1998, and here is the two sentence synopsis of it, which really, if you read this and still want to see it, God
right.
bless you. Jack Frost is a 1998 American Christmas fantasy comedy drama. Okay, so it's got four categories.
Fantasy, comedy, drama.
No, Christmas fantasy comedy drama.
Christmas fantasy comedy drama.
Starring Michael Keaton and Kelly Preston. Keaton stars as the title character, a man who dies in a car accident and comes back to life as a snowman. Hmm. That must be the comedy part.
It was, and it's got decent, like, A-list actors.
Oh, yeah.
It had a budget of $85 million. It was a big deal.
The cast looks legit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Kelly Preston.
On paper.
And if you, For the Love of the Game. Have you ever seen For the Love of the Game with Kelly Preston?
No, yeah. But that scene in Jerry Maguire, that was probably the hottest I've ever seen her.
Wasn't that Renee Zellweger?
No.
Oh, no, she's the previous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? The beginning one.
The weird part of
where
Jack
she looks
Frost.
She's like, hey, in college used to do this, but I'll do this when we get married.
Boy, Kelly Preston. Wow.
The worst part of Jack Frost is the way you can just see the outline of the snowman snowballs.
That would be if Will Ferrell had been in Jack Frost,
yes.
The kid would have like put the body, then the arm sticks, then the head on top, and then he would have taken two snowballs and a carrot and put it right in his crotch. And that would have been Will Ferrell. Would have been
Mom,
fantastic.
Do we have any plums?
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show time of year. With the rubber cake eating and bonus show subscribing, bringing good cheer. It's the Mike O'Mara Show time of year. It's the happiest season of all. With the holiday shopping at Macy's and Target and Walmart.com. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be Oscar Jack coking and pasta for Pony and caroling out in the snow. There'll be Mike and Rob stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Now he's going the whole way with
it. It's the Mike O'Mara Show time of year. Seriously, folks, buy a bonus show.
Hey.
And thanks for listening. Back to you, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, person. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Richard Schofield. You know him as
Look
the guy
Look at how
with
much
the...
Rob loved that. That's why that's on the air. Look at how much Rob loved that.
I thought that was fun.
You enjoyed that. You're a Christmas kind of guy.
I am.
That's wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Have you ever heard the buzz about the gift that's on everyone's list this year? It's something they'll use twice every day. It was featured on Oprah's O-List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth. Yes, there you go.
How's your mouth?
Everybody's got a mouth. The It Gift is Quip, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums, and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Plus, Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs for 3 months on one charge. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
3 months. Did you hear that? 3 months!
How many?
Three.
Right.
I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they have over 5,000 verified five-star reviews. So give the gift of dental health. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift, but has stocking stuffer prices starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now to get your first refill pack for free, you can get that with a Quip electric toothbrush, but you don't have to tell your giftee that. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. Thank you, Quip.
Hey, Quip.
Did you want to say hello to our guest that's coming
Absolutely.
In?
Absolutely. Right. I want to welcome, and this is a little delayed because I was sick last week.
Were you really sick, or you just pony?
Well, you know, I was really sick.
Okay.
But Otis has been a fan of the TMOS program, but also
he loves us.
He is
He's
part of the Anime USA team, which is our anime partner. They have the convention every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Otis, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Now, Otis.
Goes back to the Don and Mike days.
Yes.
He's been following you forever, so he's a big fan. It's nice to have him here.
Well, Otis, we truly appreciate that, and thanks for coming in. And now you'll have that incredible disappointment of coming in to see where the magic happens and realizing just what a crappy operation we really have.
Dare you?
Oh,
how dare you?
Sorry.
Why would you say
that?
No,
I know it's pretty. No, I know it's pretty. Okay, I know it's nice. I'm down
the
here.
The veneer's nice. We just built out.
It looks great. I love it.
Oh, that's very sweet.
See, that's very nice.
Look at
very
that. That was kind of him.
Oscar, for the listeners who don't get a chance to see Podcast Village, why don't you give us a description of the facility, you know, just a brief one, because I mean, you know,
an elevator pitch.
Look, people, we built Podcast Village to
on
make
rock
Mike,
and roll
to make Mike happy. He said, enough of this sublease. I want an empire, and I want to run it from Florida. And we said, okay. And I reached out to Charlie Byrne. He said, Mike O'Mara wants an empire. We're going to help build it out. And you know what I love, Mike? Is that when people think about TMOS, they think about Podcast Village and vice versa now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
It's great. It's a symbiotic relationship.
Otis, what do you think of the facility?
I think it's lovely. It's very high tech. I was
very high tech. High tech, high touch, Mike.
Very, very nice. Well, you know, we like your work too, Otis. And I just wanted to say that we appreciate you coming by. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, let's say a big shout out to Otis. This whole wide world. I'm sorry. I'm just
Do you have
kidding.
The other song by just, Otis, Day and the Night?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, this is the better one.
He totally got us. I totally was expecting.
18 days.
18 days. 18 days. Only got 18 more.
Hi there.
Hi there. It's later than you think. Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas.
Didn't your doctor say that after your examination? He said it's later than you think.
Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas. Play that one again and listen to the way he says 18 shopping days till Christmas.
This is such a
great song. He's loaded.
And I think we've determined the fact that he gets drunker as the countdown continues. Only got 18 more.
Hi there. It's later than you think. Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas.
Days till Christmas.
All right, getting back to last night watching, Carla turns in early and I leave my space age headphones on.
Bob Hope headphones?
My Bob Hope headphones that I watch the TV with. And I woke Carla up because what came on cable last night was something about Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on regular HBO last night. And I'm watching it. And I woke Carl off because I was laughing so much.
What scene really had you?
Oh, God. The very first one that came on is when Woogie is out in his backyard. And you know, how about making toll houses where he gets his wife to just cook? The little moments, there's so many. There are thousands of them. Tiny little moments where she's just like the slave. Just bake some cookies. Let you bake some toll houses.
And the movie keeps giving. I saw a meme on Facebook, I think it was yesterday, where it had a picture of a guy with Apple earbuds in. The wireless earbuds. Next to a picture of Ben Stiller after he had his incident and the stuff on his ear. And they said, what I think of when I see earbuds. And it's just like, that movie. movie. That movie was a game changer in so many ways.
And that movie did not need Ben Stiller.
No.
You could have put anybody in that role, and it was so spectacular. It was great with him, but it would have been great with anybody else. That's what makes a truly great comedy. But the moment in the, you know, the people that that movie would not do well with, you wouldn't have, I think Cameron Diaz was absolutely flawless in that.
Yes.
I mean, she was the main person there. I think Matt Dillon was superb.
I think
in
he's
that
my
movie.
Favorite. He's my favorite part of the movie.
The guy that plays Norm, the fake British guy with the broken back, when he's trying to pick up his keys. I mean, I don't know what it takes. I'd love to know more
about
what it takes to make a great comedy where they let some of these people run wild and it works so well.
There's enough funny in that movie. When you recap that, there's enough keystone scenes in it that you could build four movies out of it. I forgot that the fake British architect, forgot he was part of the movie.
Yeah.
He's great.
And he picks the keys up and then he does the flip back and forth with his crutches on. That was just, I mean, it stands the test of time. It was great. I hadn't seen it in years.
It's easy to forget how funny it is.
Yeah. And Mike, you actually were way ahead.
So many funny places.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We were all seeing the stupid Batman movie.
Yes.
And you watched that movie by yourself.
I asked permission because we were having a screening on the old afternoon show. And I asked permission. I said, I know you love your Batman, but could I perhaps take in the movie I really want to see? And and I went in there.
Opening day.
Is it Charlie Stossel?
It was Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel, who was our movie guy.
Rest in peace.
And his
love. I don't know.
He's not.
I don't say someone's dead.
Where is Charlie Stossel?
I don't know. You know what? I've never even seen him pop up on social media. I should find Charlie Stossel.
Did that end badly or did it end
goodly? No, I recall it ending goodly.
I'd love to hear what he's up to.
Me
I'd
too.
Love
I
to
love
check
Charlie
in.
Stossel.
Don't he was just a good say guy. People are dead.
I didn't. I just said rest in peace. Could be talking about a nap.
But Charlie Stossel was a good guy. And I went into the theater for a screening with Charlie Stossel and the manager of his theater there.
Yeah, that was at Potomac Mills.
It was three of us, and I have never been alone in a theater uproariously laughing, laughing out loud. And do you remember when I came out of that thing?
I do.
You guys have to see this.
I do.
You have to see this movie.
And
this
I was all in because I had just spent 2 hours with Arnold as Mr. Freeze.
Oh, my God. The Arnold Batman movie. I mean,
I guess if memory serves, they had the same opening Friday. And you, my friend, made the right choice.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
Ted,
make sure you help us, Ted, please. Very good. But I think that, even with all of our maladies, I'm getting into the Christmas spirit here. We have tomorrow night down here in West South Florida, we will have one of my favorite activities, which is called a teddy bear toss. And some of you have participated. Many of you, Ted,
teddy bear toss. They're having a very special teddy bear toss.
You know, after you've had a week where a doctor has put his finger in that place.
Yes.
There's no better way to relax with the fam. And by the way, tonight we are going to attend the Cocoonville Christmas soiree.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, any resolution?
We will be sitting at the table. They did want us to be there.
This is from the bonus show, so you have to sort of take this stuff out of order, I believe.
Right.
Can we discuss this on the bonus show?
A bit.
So there is, I'm glad, you know, maybe on Monday we can talk about the resolution so we're all at the same place.
But you're going
to
be attending.
That's great that you're going.
I, right now, plan on attending.
It's a long day.
I'm kind of, just coming out of this a little bit.
Are you
going to
stay away
from
your triggers at the party?
Well, and I'm also on meds you remember the last time I had a drinky-drink? With the old antibiotic, and I'm not doing that, so I will not be having any alcohol.
I've always found
that. Which means
I've always found
that. Welcome to hell. Welcome to hell.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've always found that drinking with antibiotics increases their effectiveness. Speeds the process.
You know, the last time this happened to me, it's when I was on for a chest thing that I had,
right?
And I was taken back to my home by one of the waitresses in a golf cart.
Yeah.
Oh no.
They ferried me to my home.
Did you get handsy?
And no. I asked that. I said, I hope I didn't do anything untoward. and she said, no, of course not. She said, you were funny. I said, okay. And all I know is
this your
that,
house, Mr. Weinstein?
It was. And she's still there. She's still there.
Oh,
and I didn't see her at the.
I said, you made sure of that.
Yeah. No. Of course.
No.
As a matter of fact, she was promised a job for life.
Oh, stop it. That's not true. I really.
I was drinking Grand Marnier.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know the name of the antibiotic, and I know I'm talking to this guy, my buddy John.
Yes.
And slowly but surely, I do have a memory of all the guys peeling off. My golfing buddies, like 12, and then there were 6, and then a few more. And then I'm talking to this last guy, and my last memory was talking to this guy. And then I woke up with my wife standing over me, just going, just kind of staring at me. And it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing to say, do you know what happened? I'm like, what? Do you know that Lindsay brought you home in the golf cart? I said, what? I said, Lindsay brought you home. I said, I wasn't able to drive my golf cart.
Wow.
Your golf cart. Only car that's made for drunk driving.
Exactly.
But I found out later that the mixture of the hooch, which you shouldn't drink anyway in any kind of quantity, that's a single after-dinner drink.
It's an aperitif,
that's how that's supposed
to
be, you know. That's what they drink. You drink that as like an after-dinner thing.
Yes,
right?
Or you drizzle like maybe a tablespoon over ice cream or something. It's best enjoyed in small amounts.
It's always food.
It's always food.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always food.
And that's singular to me on this show.
They'll do anything for food.
And I had Chinese food and bagels.
So now tonight I will be at this table with a lot of people that I don't know that well. It was kind of I saw this guy and his wife at the Cocoonville place, and I said to them, hey, I just wanted to say, you sure you're,
I'm Omero.
I had some jive, like Judge Smale's line. I walked out, you sure you want us at your table? You know, I'm a wanted fugitive.
And then he said, I've sent boys younger than you to the gas chamber.
didn't want to do it. Thought I owed it to him.
That's the life of Caddyshack.
I know.
So we'll be there. And it's
now, let me ask about the party. Is it just a come and eat and socialize party? Will there be a DJ? Will there be a band? Is there dancing? What kind of party is it?
I think it is a more formal event. Not formal, but it's a more, like, jackets are required.
No Crocs.
So I think it's no Crocs, no cargo pants.
And
I think
right
there's going to be
out.
Music. But I think we're going to probably be, it's going to be on and gone. You know,
okay.
We're going to have a nice little dinner and then take our leave because we have the teddy bear toss, which I'm really looking forward to the next night.
Yes.
Where if you don't know what this is how it works. Minor league hockey team, the Florida Everblades, with the mascot Swampy. That's an alligator.
I always thought Swampy was the worst name because when I think about Swampy, I think about swamp ass.
I had the exact same thought. And you know what? Yeah. I bet if you got in that mascot costume.
But if you saw... If you saw Swampy, my kid loves Swampy.
Okay,
don't mess around.
Hands off.
Step off.
Yeah, that's right. Swampy, just don't unzip the outfit.
I think it's a. Do not go in there.
Is Swampy's his mascot head? Is it in a smile or a frown?
Smile. It's a smiling alligator.
This is digging deep.
Look him up. Look up Swampy.
But if you're
Swampy the mascot. Look up Swampy the mascot. Enjoy yourself.
If you're looking for overhead in minor league hockey, overhead is probably more important than any other business because you're running a big team with a small team, right?
Right. Right.
So,
absolutely.
Swampy's dry cleaning bill is probably through the roof.
Because
while he is on the ice, I imagine he's got to drive there in the outfit.
Yeah,
so he works the crowd primarily. He's in the stands more than anything else.
You know what? He's
like,
smiling.
Like Slapshot is. You know?
He's smiling, but he has sort of angry eyebrows.
Let me see.
You want to show Oscar
Swampy?
Yeah, I'd
like to see, please.
There's Swampy.
Oh, no. That's a man who hates to wipe.
Swampy will be there. What it is.
Trivia question for you,
Mike.
I
haven't explained what it is yet. Let me just tell them what the teddy bear toss is first.
All right.
Teddy bear toss goes like this. It's a minor league hockey game. They've done this for the Hershey Bears.
Mm-hmm.
They've done this for minor league teams all over. You go, everybody brings a teddy bear for kids.
Right.
And I think it's for kids at hospitals. I think that. I don't
see so well.
I think it's, that's terrible.
What do you mean?
Take that back.
What do you
that's
mean?
That's horrible. No, this is a wonderful cause.
I have
this
ailments.
I don't know if it's ailments or it's whatever it is. It's a Toys for Tots type of thing. It's a similar type of thing. I don't know. I should probably know the charity, but the fun part is. Close your mouth, please. Love of God.
I had an eye patch when I was a kid. I didn't see so well.
All right. I don't know if it's kids that don't see well. You bring a teddy bear to the friggin' game. And then when the home team scores, That's when you throw your teddy bears on the ice. And that's what everybody waits for. And sometimes it can happen at the beginning of the game. Sometimes it happens not until the third period. Sometimes it doesn't happen at all. And I think that they do something special then where you just, they do a 10 count, and you throw it down onto.
This is what fascinates me. You've discussed this event in the past, yeah. And it is an appointment yes. for the holidays ever since little Michael came into your world. Mm-hmm. Now, you've said that you could get a minor league hockey ticket, second row, no problem, anytime, except for this time.
Yeah, this is like a hot ticket.
6 months in advance.
Six uh-huh. months in advance.
Not at least, but I mean, you have to get it months in advance to get a decent seat.
Do the tickets cost more or same price?
Probably the same price.
Okay.
I think they're the same price, but you've got to get them early.
Do they offer like an opportunity to, do they do a collection, a financial collection as well for the charity? Or is it just bears?
I don't know.
The bears.
Now, do people throw big bears over or just little bears?
Yeah, we're bringing a big bear. We're bringing a huge bear.
We have a Costco bear.
Because we've watched bears before, the people that bring yeah. the bear, and it's fun to kind of haul it over the the screen. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a very, very nice evening. And then I'm going to collapse and spend the rest of the weekend sleeping.
Okay, Mike, here is your Everblades trivia question.
Fatally pulling for my New York Giants to win the division.
Oh, and they can win. They can win.
Mathematically, they can't.
Mike, here is
they're not putting the Giants to rest yet. It's hysterical.
Your Everblades
trivia
question.
Because the rest of the NFC sucks so bad.
Oh, the Redskins lost every quarterback.
What is Swampy's number on his jersey?
Ooh.
00?
Exactly right. You are a true fan.
Thank you very much.
Now, if somebody had some humor, it should have been 2. For number 2.
Like number 2 for wiping. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back.
What is with you today?
We got crime.
Swampy!
I understand, but you're really
they
dwelling on it.
They don't see so well.
They don't.
He's feeling better. We'll be right back.
You think it's easy being an elf? Your whole day is spent making toys. And then there's the singing and the reindeer games. Jeez. Plus, when you're 6'9" like me, you're teased a lot.
Hey, how's the weather up there?
Hey, why don't you bite my ass? The one thing that makes the holidays easy, though, is gift-giving. And I do it through the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. I can shop through Macy's, Target, and Walmart. Through the banners at MikeOMaraShow.com. I shop for what I want and have it shipped to my door. Or if I'm feeling adventurous, have it shipped to the store where I can pick it up. If everything was this easy...
Hey, Shorty, you better duck. Santa's gonna clip ya.
You.
The TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Another great way to support the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back.
May I add something, if you don't mind, Mike?
You please do.
Jim, take what you just did and cut in half.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara. Let's not start by throwing darts at Jim Amato. He does a fine job for
this
us.
No one else is going to tell him this.
A lot of ambition during the holidays.
Yes.
A lot of ambition.
Cut that in half. A little shorter, sweeter sometimes.
Yeah, you know what? Just a dash of Christmas spirit and you're good to go.
Okay, very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Cold weather is here. They all need to be shorter, Rob, and that is your job officially starting today.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You very much. Yes, do some editing. Liquid IV, that's our sponsor here. Cold weather is here, and winter hydration is more important than you know. That's why you need Liquid IV. Liquid IV is an electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water, and it tastes amazing. I just killed my whole bottle right here. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I love that.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's so good. Delivers hydration faster and more efficiently than water. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. And Liquid IV donates one serving to people in need for every order placed. Plus, Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. I love Liquid IV. I know you will, too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquid-iv.com when you use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. So, don't wait. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS, to get hydrated today. Well, it's simple, Rob. I mean, if you don't do that, then we'll just go back to having you make all the promos.
Oh, no, it's fine. And don't think that I don't edit. I do edit. But
just tell them, all right, enough. Half is fine.
That's right.
It's been a very ambitious couple of weeks.
Well, this is what it has to be. It has to. I told Pony.
I like that we. Yes. I like that it's kind of the Ted Mack hour.
Yes.
Sometimes for some of our promos. I think that's
before
a good thing.
The show. I told everybody, look, I think everybody's doing their job very well, but the struggle that we're all putting a mask on for, we're just doing our job. And yes, we've made it 9 years because we all work hard. And yes. Some of us fake illnesses and some of us don't. But we also have to do our job. We still have to do it.
Well, we're very happy. And as far as the fruitcakes are concerned, we know that some of you have had an issue with the fruitcakes, but not many of you. And we're getting that resolved too.
Yes.
When you send that many out, there are going to be a few people where the post office will have a little problema. And we are pretty much resolving all those ponies all over that.
So. Absolutely. I believe that we've only had, I would say, reporting percentage, less than 1% of issues.
Much pretty less amazing. Than 1%. Yeah.
Really, yes. Really amazing stuff. And, you know, we will be in contact with you. And thanks for squeaking. We like you to let us know
Please
what's
do.
Going on. Be mm-hmm. a squeaky wheel, and you will get the attention. That's the way
and
it will go.
What's great about this is that there's been so much learning through this process that if we ever did this again, ever, 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 it's just going to be faster.
Yep.
It's just going to be faster. The turnaround.
Yeah, I think that's
got
that's
everything
the way
in
that,
place.
I actually will be baking works. A few more tomorrow for home
you.
Use. Believe it or not,
the holidays.
Oh, yeah, that's how much you love it. That's what a labor of love. You're doing it in your own kitchen.
Yes,
right?
I'm,
you're going to be.
My
doing
mother actually, will come over and we'll do the whole tradition. I've been soaking the raisins and we're ready to go. I wouldn't want to do it the day after we finished our project, but
right.
A couple weeks have passed. I'm ready to go at it again.
Okay, good.
I actually want to talk to you about that after the show. Just remind me, please. Little show business.
Oh, excellent. I love talking to Oscar, especially off air.
When your mom O comes over and does that, do you guys get lit when you do that?
I'll have a beer usually at lunchtime. We'll start early, like by
so
9.
Don't.
No, yeah, no, I mean, no. There's too much going on to really. I drink that night. Oh, yes,
right.
I do, but not during.
Oh, yes, I
do. Much, oh, yes,
much
I
you,
do.
How much you eat that night?
How much do I eat? Oscar, imagine how much you think I eat, and it's three times that.
Well,
it's a winter wonderland of calories.
It's different when you make the fruitcakes, and then you can eat them.
No, I don't eat
I
the fruitcake day
fair
of.
Question. It is a fair question. During the norm. Now, don't take this year because this was a different
year.
This was actually part
and
of
Oscar,
our
And Oscar, don't
business.
Try to turn it into something nice because what you were being was a dick.
Okay,
it's the Merry little, Christmas dick.
You're a little testy today.
Well, no,
are you
no,
a little
no.
testy?
Not
yes,
at
you,
all.
You've been
no.
testy.
Yeah. No, no, no. Don't
you're
read
normally
into
not
me.
All that
you're,
testy.
You're
normally
exactly
jolly.
The opposite of what your sweatshirt is, which is funny.
What does his sweatshirt say?
Marx Brothers sweatshirt. See?
Okay. You just. You seem a little testier.
Yeah, you're
than
on edge.
Today.
Well,
edge.
I believe
is everything
if you
right?
actually
edge.
Were to go over to the show
you
notes.
Know, you said, now look, yesterday you called me out when I was giving you a hard time when I had the diverticulitis flare because I certainly was testy. I was feeling like crap.
But if you go back over
there.
Today's show notes, you will note that Oscar is probably 15 to 20% more problematic than normal. And
a,
maybe that's
so
wearing
your brother
on me a little
is
bit.
Picking on you a
little
bit. Today.
And you know what? You got to give it back, or he'll just
look at him just sitting there.
He'll triple in size. It'll be like opening the Ark in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Ghosts will fly out, and my face will melt. We have
Otis,
to combat it.
I apologize for this infighting while
that's
you're
what he
in
loves.
The studio. I am very.
It's normal.
Rob, I am curious though. With the, let me explain. When we get a Rob Spiewak fruitcake at our house,
yes. Right?
And this, and look, all
oh,
the
and
feedback
remember,
we've
Mike,
gotten.
You get a third secret fruitcake this year. Don't tell her.
Thank you. I'm going to hide it. It'll be mine. But we do fight over it, and it is. It, look, like anything like that. And I'm not saying this to sell them. We already sold them.
Yeah.
It's already been done.
Done.
So I don't need to
done,
do it
done,
anymore.
Done.
But they are. There is an addictive quality to them. So my question to you. Of all the you make these.
Yes.
How many in your best year did you knock back during the holiday season? Would you ever sit down and eat one of those bricks?
I've never eaten a whole one. I've probably eaten a half of one at a sitting, which is quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then
I could easily eat a whole one. I think
but,
if I try.
Oh yeah, don't just
most
look
of
at
them
it,
just
it.
Just so as you know, the friends and family that are the inner circle guys. Most of them are spoken for before they're baked. There's a list.
Yes.
And there'll be four or five probably that I hang back, and I'll eventually get through. I'd say total fruitcake consumed by me average year, four. Four of them throughout the entire
throughout
season.
The year.
Throughout
I've talked
season,
about
yeah.
my home. Did your family, when you were growing up, either one of you, did they like ration out the food? My mom, there was always a limited amount of food at our. She was a child of the Depression.
Right.
And we always ate
when dinner was finished, dinner was finished. We never had abbondanza. And I think that might contribute to a certain extent as to why I love abbondanza when I'm having holiday meals and stuff. I love to have extra. I love to have more food than I need. You're raising your hand.
That is spot on because my mom would always make too much.
Oh, your mom made
all
too much, so now
time.
You don't have to worry about it. My mom did not.
She would make too much because one of her, I guess, and it also might be because we're Latin, one of the, culturally, for us, you always have to have something to offer people. So for Thanksgiving or Christmas, we always had people, even strangers from her work, coming and celebrating with us.
Well, that's nice.
So,
oh, that's
but cool. We always like had too much. And my dad would always bitch about it because he was paying for it probably. He was, he'd be like, why do we need all these honey-baked hams and all that? But
I like abbondanza.
But it was, I would always say it was like, man, I don't ever want to eat this much food. I don't know why we have so much. Bless, but I see what you're saying. It's like for junk food, we didn't have any. And when I got to my senior year and I could drive to McDonald's, I completely went abbondanza.
Yeah.
I lived the arch life and gained my freshman 15 my senior year in high school.
Oh, you're always an overachiever.
That's how you do it.
An early achiever.
It works that way. How did it work in your household?
Well, I come from a broken home.
Yes,
and I spent
that,
most of my childhood, I'd say the plurality of my childhood, I spent at my grandparents' house.
Yes.
Now, because Big Daddy and his wife had 8 kids, they always cooked for a big crowd. So there was always a lot of food because there was drop-ins. My Uncle Sam was notorious for showing up at about 6:15 because he knew it would be about dinner time and he could grab dinner. So my grandmother would always over-prepare in case people dropped in for dinner. Now, as far as snacks, it wasn't a really snack-rich environment, but I do remember that she would shop on Thursdays and that was the best day to hit up the house for snacks because they would never last to the weekend because she'd buy some stuff on Thursday and then, the entire
snack
family
run.
Would descend like locusts.
Did you have like in your house when, you were raised by the grandparents
A lot of time. I would say about half my time I was there.
In that house alone when the grandparents were there like watching television a lot?
Absolutely. They had
your snack of choice when you were
a little Spiewak.
You know, I remember eating a lot of cereal. I loved cereal when I was growing up.
Cereal's cool. Yeah,
I can remember cereal and a beanbag chair and they had a great house. It was in McLean on a hill so we could get the Baltimore stations. So I could watch like
Channel 13 in Baltimore.
Yeah, and I could watch Captain Chesapeake on Channel 45. Four bells, time for the Munsters.
All right, we got to take a break. We will come back. It's Oscar's Take. I want to talk about a very, very big development in show business when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Little thing that you do.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the legacy of President George Herbert Walker Bush. Will any of that dignity rub off on Washington today? Plus, the Senate's coming action against Saudi Arabia for murdering a journalist and the latest on the Mueller investigation. Tune in, tell your friends, or else.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
That's a rare Political Persuasions recorded on Tuesday that is timely today. That stuff will be good to reflect on.
Absolutely.
And, watched a lot of the final resting place of George Bush yesterday. Wonderful, wonderful family. Really, really cool to watch that this week. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Talkspace. Today's show sponsored by them, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. Maybe you can't imagine fitting anything else into your life. Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. You can talk whenever you need to, and there are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. Remember, therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's also about practical, everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Talkspace simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS and start feeling better today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
Review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
All right, Oscar, this is a long story, so hear me out on this, right. Then we can talk about it. Last night, Hart stepped down as the host of the Oscars just one day after he got the gig. Now, this was pretty strange how it all went down. It starts yesterday morning. People start bringing up Kevin's controversial homophobic tweets. They are dickish.
Yes.
I've read the tweets. Almost a decade ago, that's 10 years. I've been doing this 40. 10 years is nothing. Shouldn't have done it. It's bad stuff. He was dropping gay slurs, used gay as an insult. I go back, seriously, 35 years. He's doing stuff you shouldn't have done back then.
Right.
He talked repeatedly about how he wouldn't like it if his son turned out to be gay. He'd say stuff like, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, stop, that's gay. He also, and it's just, there's not a lot of comedy going on here at all.
Hateful.
So it's just weird.
Hateful stuff, yeah.
He also used to use some of that stuff in his comedy routines, but, you know, if you're a Kevin Hart fan, fine. Of course, he's addressed this before, saying things like how he wouldn't do that kind of comedy anymore because people have become more sensitive. But he never really sincerely apologized publicly. So after this started going viral, Kevin, finally deleted some of those tweets. Then he posted a video on Instagram where he talked about how he's more mature now, maybe, and that he's a different person who's changed, grown, and evolved. He said he's a positive, happy person who loves everybody. He also said the world is beyond crazy and that people are just searching for reasons to be outraged. Sorry, that's not how it goes. That wasn't enough for the Academy. Kevin posted another video saying that they called him and demanded that he apologize or they'd find another host, but he said he would not say he was sorry, even if it meant that he lost his dream gig. He said, quote, if it goes away, no harm, no foul. About an hour later, he announced he was stepping down as Oscar host, and as he said, he offered up an apology to the LGBT community. It's weird. Here's his quote. I have made the choice to step down from hosting the Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists. I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past. Well, that is the apology.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think.
That is the apology. May I weigh in?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Because it's his last thing. So, I'm sorry that I hurt people. I'm evolving. I want to continue to do so. My goal is to bring people together, not tear us apart. So there he is. He's stepping down.
Like, as broadcasters, we are, I would say, three chromosomes deferred away from a comedian, where what we do right now is similar to what they do. They get up and they have to be irreverent and they have to fight for their voice and try not to get in trouble and work in this gray area. I personally, 10 years ago on the air, we would use gay in a negative connotation, though we were joking. And as a man who's made out with another man, and I think has one of the most open minds as far as the LGBT community, that there was a different time then. And we would say it, and I apologize for it.
I did too.
And
I'm guilty too.
And I don't think it's fair
but mine's a long time ago. It's not 10 years ago.
But 10 years ago, I'm telling you, this is me. Like, we would say on air, we would use certain terms that we would use today.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it is 10 years ago. Yeah.
So for us to judge him, I think is hypocritical. It would be for me to say, I can't believe you. Because there's so many things that have changed.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when you're talking about, if my kid was playing with the dollhouse, I'd break the thing over his head. It depends on the context of what the comedy is. I never went there. I did an effeminate character called Maurice Butkus back in the day.
Don and Mike was a wonderful LGBT community representative.
Yeah, but we got heat for that. But there was never the thing if my so-and-so was there. We probably got in trouble for many things with that community over the years. There's a hatefulness in his shtick on this that I followed, and I read the stuff that he goes there a lot, and it was a big part of who he's about.
The weird thing is,
what I didn't like about first of all, I don't like Kevin Hart.
Okay, so
I think he's a little brat.
But you can
but
if you take that out of it, whether you like him or not, the thing that troubled me about the older tweets is that there was no comedy to them. I mean, I could see in that day and age, and if you go back 15, 20 years,
yes.
and you can use that sort of as a podium to build some sort of comedy or some sort of joke or some
you
sort of bit.
You can do the comedy so much more efficiently and better and not have to be that way. But if you're,
and his,
he's a sledgehammer comic.
He always has been.
And you know, and so, I mean, that's what frustrates me. Yeah, and you're right. It has nothing to do with whether I like the guy or not. This is an issue about the comedy itself and the material itself.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't get, Oscar, is that it looks like I read a definitive apology, but I guess it was just the tone. The tone was that he's a victim. And he's you can't do that anymore.
It seemed very deliberate, his phrasing and the way he wrote it, as is to paint himself as a victim here. I agree.
It's a crazy world. It's aware world.
And it is the world.
It is. The misstep was not just, you should just delete the tweets and move forward. The point I was trying to make earlier is that it is hard for a comedian to communicate their message in an irreverent way without being completely destroyed. It is almost impossible now. It is hard for us to do the show we do now. And we have an understanding audience that's not trying to attack us at all times. So I can't imagine being at his level of fame, being asked to be part of this, pageantry award ceremony, coming off of this Oscar So White movement. They have an African-American host, and then everything turns on a dime because he had some ill-advised and ignorant tweets a decade ago, and then being asked to...
I don't think it has to do with the tweets a decade ago. I think it has everything to do with the way he approached it when they came to him.
Okay.
And I think that changes it. You eat the S sandwich when it comes to the sensitivity of certain communities, whether it be
I'm not saying that they're not right.
Community.
I'm not saying that they're not right. What I'm saying is...
But you talk about when you mentched the word hypocrisy for us.
I said it would be hypocritical of me.
Not necessarily, because you're not... If you were slamming the tweets of a decade ago, that's a different story. What I'm looking at right now is the way he handled it right now. Let me tell you, I've been there for it. I see how it works, okay? He's a good guy. He's a good guy. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
A lot has changed in a decade.
Oh, yeah.
And it continues to evolve in the right direction.
Yeah, it's evolving. And that's the word, evolving. That's how it works. And when you say the world is beyond crazy and that people are searching for reasons to be outraged, no, you completely dismiss the people that are sensitive.
And it wasn't a really deep search. He posted it on social media. It was there.
Yeah. Show of hands, who's disappointed he's not going to host, though? Sorry.
And didn't really. The host, in my eyes, never really changed the game. After 1990, it wasn't a big deal.
Just hope they get an upgrade. Moving right along, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Who's going to want to take the gig now?
We got to move on to the last two stories here. Tyler Perry posted a video on Twitter yesterday after he paid off all the layaway items at two different Walmarts in the Atlanta area. I love this story.
This is awesome.
Wait for the dollar amount. Are you ready for this? According to a Walmart spokesman, he wrote two checks for a grand total of $434,000.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He paid for $178,000 worth of stuff at a Walmart in East Point, Georgia, and $256,000 worth of stuff at a Walmart in the Atlanta suburb of Douglasville.
Was he dressed up as Madea when he did it?
About 1,500 people had their layaway items paid for. In the video he posted on Twitter, Tyler said he was trying to do it anonymously, but, quote, nothing stays secret these days, so apparently somebody leaked it. He said he knows a lot of people are struggling, and, quote, I'm just really, really grateful to be able to be in a position to do this, so God bless you. Go get your stuff. I just love this.
That's a heartstring. That's a heartstring tugger. I like that.
This caps a pretty generous year for Tyler. He recently gave an old friend's mom a house, and he gave Cosby Show alum Jeffrey Owens an acting gig after he was spotted
bagging
groceries at a Trader Joe's in New Jersey back in August. Tyler Perry, that's the way you
good
do it. Good guy. Classy. Good guy. What's your take on that, Oscar?
Well, look, if you got it, spread it around. Stimulate the economy. Help
Absolutely.
People out.
That's good. I like that stuff. And finally, Oscar's take.
Yeah.
Rob, try to contain your enthusiasm.
I get excited.
Rob's thinking about all his old tweets.
Ohio State University students are being treated to an unusual snacking option for the finals week thanks to a new bacon vending machine. The Ohio Pork Council, a trade group for Ohio pork producers, installed a vending machine at the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences that dispenses cooked, ready-to-eat Smithfield, Hormel, and Sugardale bacon.
Nice!
Proceeds from the machine, which charges $1 for a strip of bacon or a handful of bacon bites, are being donated to the school's meat science program. That'll help that marching band. What say you, Oscar?
Like, vending machines and technology, I feel like they go hand in hand. I remember years ago at the WJFK studios in Fairfax, Virginia, we had a hot dog vending machine that was placed outside from a listener, and we tested it out on air live.
Right.
How was it? How were the hot dogs?
Pretty damn good. Pretty damn
Yay!
Good. So since then, there have been multiple iterations where you can actually have a pizza vending machine. Mm-hmm. You can get different foods from there. But a bacon vending machine that's dedicated to that type of meat, I think, is long overdue. I'm fascinated by the sizzle and the grease and how they actually, is it nuked or do they actually fry it inside the machine?
He says that about the show all the time, too. I'm always fascinated by the sizzle and the grease.
The sizzle and the grease. Hey, buddy.
Hey. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back, ladies and gentlemen, with more fun and more thrills with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I think right now I'm at a 54 long two. I think we're probably tied, except mine's longer.
What's yours, Pony?
Well,
oh, but also one sleeve is 4 inches longer 12. Than the other.
Well, it's a 50, but in millimeters.
Yeah. Oh, good. He's metric.
That was good.
I think
and
that's
by
nice.
By the way, he doesn't wear jacket sport clothes. He wears a kimono.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tis the season, and when you think of holiday shopping, you think of Macy's. Macy's has been your department store destination for over 160 years. And now it's even better, because now you can shop from your home with Macy's.com. It has everything
Edmund
that
Gwen?
You could... Macy's.com. It has everything you could buy at that big store on 5th Avenue at 34th Street. But here's the miracle. When you access the site through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello!
Hello, Santa Claus!
Hello, we'd love to have Santa Claus. That will definitely put you on Kris Kringle's nice list. No crowds. I was born in Brooklyn. No hassle. Just point, click, buy, and support TMOS. Just make sure to access Macy's through the banner on our website. You can't miss it. So if you need to buy it right now by clicking Macy's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, costs you nothing and means the world to us. Macy's and TMOS, perfect together. Now go spend money, and we thank you. Let me get out of this and hold on. I got to get into this and then open that. Thank you very much. Woo. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
There are videos that sometimes I watch them and I say, that's stupid. And then I say, let me watch it one more time. I say, you know, it's not so bad. And then like six more times, I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. This was brought to my attention by Matt Bloom yesterday. It's video of an ugly cat with really big eyes.
Okay.
And I think they, in post-production, dubbed this voiceover. It's actor Michael Rapaport. Now, if you don't know Michael Rapaport, Google him. You'll know him by his face. So what you have to imagine is him off camera and just seeing this ugly gray cat.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? A fucking cat? Hey, don't fucking look at me like that. That's a weird looking fucking cat. Ma! Yo, there's a stray cat outside. I don't want it starting a fight with Lucy. Lucy, it's okay. It's okay, Lucy. Don't worry about it. Ma! Ma, there's a weird fucking stray cat outside. It looks...
I gotta see
it
this.
It looks like grandma, the fucking thing. Hey, get the fuck out of here. I don't even know if that's a fucking cat. Blink, motherfucker. No.
So if you just search Michael Rapaport cat, it will come up. And it's,
oh, my God.
I'm
I'll
sorry
be
I had to bleep it because
over.
It's funnier Excellent. Without the bleeps. But yeah,
that's
you might not
video.
Like it the first time, but give it 6 views and you will love it. Yeah. Musical thing I did not know. One of Oscar's favorite Christmas songs is Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt from 1953.
Oh, great version of it.
She did a sequel record in 1954 that failed to chart because I think she was too greedy. It's almost the same song again, but with new lyrics and no male backup singers. So this is called This Year's Santa Baby. I had never heard this until this very morning.
Santa Baby, I must admit that you were a dear last year. But December is here, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, that Cadillac is falling apart, won't it's, start.
It's really, this. It sounds like a lost track that they just did.
Yeah.
But is it, when you said greedy, is because what she's asking for yeah, in she's the song? Asking,
now she doesn't want a Cadillac. Now she wants a plane.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, years ago, I made this point about Michael Bublé and having his little, I got the world on a swing.
Yeah, he's got the speech impediment. Yeah.
All right. If you hear his version of Santa Baby.
You played it for me.
Hey.
Hey.
And her and hey down the chimney. You know, I think Michael Bublé's got that thing.
But what's weird about that is his album is great, but he just has that thing. So anyway, that I think
and that didn't chart because everybody was like, "I'm not dealing with this."
It's the best. It's but her original version is the best version.
So tasty.
She was the defender. Eartha Kitt. Well, my father was a huge fan of her. She was very, very like naughty and sexy. Oh, and she was just really, really
great. Catwoman on Batman.
Oh, phenomenal Catwoman.
Oh, that was her.
Like a cat.
One of them. Yeah, one of them. Yeah,
man.
And she was the first one to do the.
Yep.
She was great.
All right. News flash, Mike. Dateline Kentucky, a Geo. You know the automobile, the Geo?
Yeah.
It ran into a telephone pole, and on the telephone pole was a beehive. And the driver of the Geo was stung horribly and not available for interview. However, there was an eyewitness in Kentucky that describes how it went down. Here is Gary Lee Anderson, and we're going to give him the $1.06 this week.
All
because
right,
he is our news tip of the week. Yeah, here's okay, Gary Lee Anderson from Kentucky.
Well, I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering them and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom. And I looked back out my door, and the electric pole fell, and the lines was falling, and the Geo Tracker was sideways into the fence.
Yep, that's what happened.
There you go. That's our newsmaker.
He was going to get his
wonderful
phone
description
to play a video game.
Yeah,
and the geotrack.
Down a click clip. Bees.
Well,
come on.
Well, I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering them and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom. And I looked back out my door, and the electric pole fell, and the lines was falling, and the geotrack was sideways into the fence.
Went sideways into the fence.
You know,
that's
our,
fantastic.
You know,
I love that.
I love the juxtaposition of him grabbing his phone to play Candy Crush.
Yes.
Right.
Is
very cool.
And that accent.
Right after he feeds his chickens.
Yeah, watering his chickens.
It's kind of like the marriage of a time gone by and the current situation. It's wonderful. Isn't it beautiful?
Mike, that was not an easy choice to choose the newsmaker this week. An honorable mention goes to Paramus, New Jersey, where a man was caught pleasuring himself in the bathroom. Mm. And although the story is vague,
it's Paramus.
Paramus, New Jersey. Yes. Forgive me. Mm-hmm. This story is vague. I did a little deeper dive. He was using the toilet brush in his activities. Oh. But what you need to know is his name was Brian Bates.
A Spring Valley man arrested for alleged lewdness. Police say Brian Bates exposed himself to other patients at a doctor's office in Paramus, New Jersey. They say they found the 47-year-old in the bathroom with the door open, fondling himself.
Several
women apparently witnessed this act. Bates was transferred to the hospital for evaluation after his arrest.
Yeah, we want to evaluate
naughty,
that.
Naughty.
You know, I don't know if anybody's missing this, but if he was a little kid and he was going to get a letter back from the North Pole after he sent it to Santa, the letter would be addressed to Master Bates.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably read it by himself.
There you go. Oh, that's
As we get deeper into the month, let's close with this. As we get deeper into the month of December, do you ever think about your family's Christmas traditions?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Sure.
You have things that you do just on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, we do. We try. You know, we're developing it.
Well, Mike, there's one guy who does something every Bryan? Christmas Eve.
Is it Lou Bryan?
Bryan has a Christmas Eve tradition.
All right, we have a pajama night, and we do chili dogs on Christmas Eve. And we've always done that. My mother comes up, and we go shop. She makes me go shop with her, so we have to pick out all the right stuff. Right,
yeah, you know what's sad is that his mom drives a Geo Tracker, and she drove it into an electric. However, here's after my closing chicken. Thought. Here's my takeaway from Luke Bryan and his Christmas Eve tradition.
The proper wieners. It's very important.
It is. And that's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, my God, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift, even for yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says gift bonus, easy as pie and just as tasty. Please support TMOS. Do it. This weekend, holiday shoppers. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara. Thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
The proper wieners. It's very important.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo!